Okay, so continuing our journey back with the Zilberstein, an interesting shaila. So the parsha talks about Rosh Hashanah. So let's talk about a little. Parshas Pidchas talks about all the Yom Tovim and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but it also talks about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Say a Rosh Hashanah question. There's a girl named Miri. Miri's already a bas mitzvah. She knows a special love for every mitzvah. Every Rosh Hashanah, she tries to fulfill the mitzvah of listening to the shofar being blown, and she planned to go that year. However, the week before Rosh Hashanah, her mother was talking on the phone. She heard her mother mention that she would love to go to shul to hear the shofar, but she did not feel she could leave the house as she had to take care of her younger children. Miri was a very capable babysitter. In fact, she watches her brothers and sisters on a regular basis. But in any event, she wants to know what she should do. In reality, she knows her mother would really like to go to hear the shofar in their neighborhood. There's no lady shofar blowing in the afternoon, and like some shuls do. Some communities have that. Miri wants to know if she should go to shul in order to hear the shofar, or if she should offer to babysit in order to which allow her mother to go instead. Which mitzvah is greater of the two? Kibud av v'em, or going, letting her mother go hear the shofar. So says Rav Zilberstein, a beautiful idea. Usually we know there's certainly a precedent in indicating that one must be more concerned for his own ability to fulfill mitzvahs than for allowing his friend to do them instead. He called Shari Tshuva and Or HaChaim different things. When it comes to you doing a mitzvah, your friend doing a mitzvah, your mitzvah comes first. Just as one's own life takes precedence to the life as your friend, so too one's spiritual life takes precedence to that of your friends as well. However, in this case, Miri is not obligated to the mitzvah of shofar, because we know the mitzvah of shofar is the mitzvah of aseh shezman grama, from which women are exempt. Look at the Gemara in Kiddushin, Chavtezam and Alf, Rav Zilberstein brings us to. However, the mitzvah of kibud aim is a chi of mitzvah. Of course she's obligated in kibud av aim. So even if Miri's mother did not ask her to stay home, and that is her desire, if Miri will do so, she will fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av aim. It is better, says Rav Zilberstein, to surrender a mitzvah from which, according to Halacha, Miri is exempt in order to fulfill a mitzvah that is generally incumbent upon her. Basically, you have two mitzvahs. The shofar, your putter, kibud av v'em, your chayav. But Rav Zilberstein takes it a step further. It says, maybe, according to the Rashba, maybe, kibud av v'em only applies to the areas where the parent has physical benefit. Like the Gemara gives us different ideas, feeding the parent, dressing the parent, or transporting the parent. But if the parents have no physical benefit, maybe there's no mitzvah for the child to honor them. Maybe there's no mitzvah for the child to honor them, says the Rashba. This would seem to imply that maybe Miri would not be doing a mitzvah by letting her mother go hear the shofar. It wouldn't be kibud av v'em, and maybe she should go to shul. But Rav Zilberstein ends off in saying, no, at the end of the day, the three opinions that would reject that Rashba. Really, there are opinions. And he says to look at Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla on the Sefer Mitzvah, Sarav Sajigo, Nasei Mitzvah Asai number 9. That differ with the Rashba. Different Rishon that differ with the Rashba maintain that provide anything the parents want is a fulfillment of kibud av v'em. It doesn't just have to mean physical benefit. It could mean any type of benefit to one's parent. Number two, he says, some poskim understand that even according to the Rashba, there's a mitzvah to fulfill any parental wishes. The only time it would be limited to where the parent has a physical benefit is when the mitzvah of kibud av v'em supersedes a different mitzvah. And that's where he brings down from the Gra. The only time it would be limited to where the parent has a physical benefit is when the mitzvah kibud av v'em comes into a case where with a different mitzvah. That was the Gra. And finally, number three, perhaps the Rashba, says Rav Zilberstein, merely meant to exclude something from which the parent has no real benefit. In our case, Mary's mother certainly has a great benefit from going to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Mary, by babysitting, will facilitate her mother's ability to perform the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. So says Rav Zilberstein, don't think at the end of the day she's not going to do the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, because according to the Rashba, the kibud av v'em only applies to things when you're giving them physical benefit, feeding the parent, dressing them, or accompanying them. No, at the end of the days, there are Rishonim, there are other opinions that say that anytime you're fulfilling a fulfillment of kibud av v'em, anything you do for them is a kibud av v'em. And at the end of the day, Miri, says Rav Zilberstein, would be better by staying home to watch her siblings in order to allow her mother to perform the mitzvah of shofar. And Miri herself gained the great mitzvah of kibud av v'em.